You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org.
Throughout Lent at Covenant, our sermon series has been reflecting on the teachings of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. There are five different teaching sections found in the Gospel, and today I have the privilege of talking to you about Matthew 24 and 25. Each of these teaching sections has a heading that we've given them. There's the Sermon on the Mount, the sending of the disciples, the kingdom of God, the church community, and finally today's topic, the end times. Now, I know that feels a little on the nose, but we have had this planned out for a while. I promise we didn't just come up with this. So the end times, right. I am going to go on record right here as saying this. We are not in the middle of the apocalypse. And if I'm wrong, well, nobody will be around to tell me I was wrong, so that's okay. There are no beasts with seven heads or, you know, whatever else we're supposed to see. But regardless of prophecy, it really does feel like we're in the middle of something. Something big. Something seismic. I haven't left my house in 12 days now. Most of us have been holed up inside for about that long, outside of walks, bike rides, you know. So Matthew 24 and 25 is indeed about the end times, but it's also about how we prepare for the end times. Jesus speaks us this warning about preparedness. He says in Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44, "Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Indeed, we are to be prepared at all times for whatever may be around the corner. Jesus tells us that we'll never know when the end comes, so we should stay ready for what comes next." So Jesus was talking about the end times, but I think that's pretty wise advice for our current times as well. Moment by moment, we are experiencing things we've never seen before. We are living through the uncertainty of not knowing what's next, and we are still there, as every day brings new and unforeseeable directions. But we were also given warnings that we needed to prepare. So for some people, that preparedness took a bit of a turn towards over-preparing, like the empty grocery store shelves that everybody, I'm sure, has seen through the past few weeks. Or look at the people who bought every possible roll of toilet paper or paper towel for miles around. You know, buying so much for themselves that there isn't enough for others. Now, you can say that they are fully prepared, but wouldn't you say also probably over-prepared? Now, there's also the opposite reaction that we've seen to the coronavirus, which was most frustratingly seen by the crowded beaches on spring break over the past few weeks. But this is not just seen at the beaches. We also saw it in Kentucky, where there was a coronavirus party in which a group of young 20-somethings got together to, protest, to do something. I don't know. But that was what they did, a coronavirus party. And I know this may be shocking to you all, but at least one of those party attendees was later diagnosed with coronavirus. I know, I'm surprised as you are. So, over-prepared, under-prepared, hopefully everyone watching this service has found that balance, is staying inside, is staying safe, limiting their in-person contact, but isn't creating, you know, a scarcity of toilet paper. What we have in our houses is one way we've prepared for this current situation. But what else do we do to prepare? How else have we prepared? Jesus also said in Matthew 24, verses 45 through 47, "Who then is the faithful and wise slave whom his master has put in charge of his household to give other slaves their allowance of food at the proper time. Blessed is that slave who will find his master at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all of his possessions. To be prepared is not just to have things, but to do things, to be active in the preparation for whatever may come, whatever tomorrow may bring us. But Jesus just saying, you know, stay awake and be at work is unhelpful without any further elaboration. What does it mean to be at work when the master arrives? Do we need to actively be on a Zoom call when the apocalypse comes through, or can we be at work in other ways? So luckily, this section of Matthew ends with one of my favorite Bible passages in which Jesus tells us what it is to be at work. Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40 says, "Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it we saw you in sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.'" So, what does it mean to be at work for whatever comes, whenever it comes? It means helping those in need. It means feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. It means welcoming the stranger. And the fact that we are in the midst of a pandemic does not mean that those needs go away, but in fact it increases the urgency of those needs. And there are ways to help. The United Way has a website that they put together to coordinate volunteers. Now you can find the link to that website, either if you're watching on Facebook, you can find it in the video description on Facebook, or if you're watching this on Vimeo, you can scroll down a little bit and find the link there. This is just an incredibly great website. It's a statewide home for organizations who can share their needs and provide a place for people looking for help. You can even narrow it down geographically if you don't want to sift through the statewide needs. You can narrow it down to within 20 miles of your zip code. And so it's an opportunity to help. It includes packing food, staffing shelters, delivering lunches, donating blood or donating non-perishable foods and toiletries. It's got a lot of opportunities for people to help. Matthew 25, verse 40 states that whenever we do for one of the least of these, we do it also to Jesus. We are in the middle of a time when we need to do for Jesus. So let us be prepared. Be prepared for whatever is coming by doing the work that God calls us to do, by being God's hands and feet, by helping Jesus in the face of our neighbor. So let's be awake. Let's be alert. We can't be with one another in person right now, but we can unite in a spirit of humility and service that models the kingdom of God and gives to Christ as Christ would have us give. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give thanks for the opportunity to serve you. We give thanks for the reminder that you provide for us, that when we serve our neighbors, we also are serving you, our Lord. Help us to remain awake and alert for your coming. Help us to have our eyes open and have our hearts active in serving you, so that whenever trouble arises, whenever calamity strikes, we may already be prepared because you have put in us a servant's heart, that this heart does not activate in times of trouble, but continues to beat for you. Amen. So we come now to a time of offering, a time when we can offer of ourselves in service of God. Whenever you do to the least of these, you do to me. So let our offering be our whole selves, given to our neighbors, for our love of Jesus.